And now the adventures of Nick and Willikins.
When we last saw our heroes, they had finally made it to America, which is a thing we've been promising for literally 3 years now. Naturally, they spent their entire time in an England-themed amusement park, because that's how we operate here at the Adventures of Nick and Willikins. We join them now on their return flight home, as Nick contemplates opening his own England-themed amusement park. In England.
Miss! Miss! Oi, could you bring me more beast crisps? Miss!
Sir, there are a number of issues jockeying for attention at the moment, and I feel I must raise those issues now.
You and your issues, Willikins. How many is a number?
At least six, sir.
I shall allow you three.
Very well. Firstly, it's considered quite rude to kick the seat in front of you on an aeroplane, particularly at the level of force and velocity with which you are currently kicking.
Oh, nonsense. There's nobody sitting in front of me. Nobody that matters, anyway.
Of course, just me. Secondly, there's no miss to bring you your, as you say, beast crisps. This is a private aeroplane, sir. The only person that can bring you food, as ever, is me. Which brings me neatly to point three.
Finally! I thought this whinging might go on until bloody mothering Sunday.
As the person currently piloting this vessel is in fact me, perhaps I could again impress upon you the importance of not kicking me whilst I do it.
I don't know why I made you my pilot anyway. The number of Jerrys you've shot down since we took to the air is appalling.
But not, interestingly enough, zero.
Oh, I remember why you're driving the plane. It's because you're my chauffeur.
And driving an aeroplane is no different than driving an auto, yes, sir.
That doesn't sound at all like me.
Oh, of course, I do beg your pardon. Willikins, fetch me some fish and chips and go stand in a queue at Harrods. I hate the Irish.
Do I really sound that, comically pseudo-English?
Using the word comically extremely generously, I'd say that's a fairly accurate representation, yes, sir.
I always fancied myself a right jolly blighter, but you make me sound like quite the tosser, you does.
The truth, much like your foot, hurts, sir.
Willikins, I don't trust your judgment on most things. God knows you're rubbish at just about everything you do.
But...
Oh, no, that was it.
Of course.
Oh, I know. But I do trust you to know what's English and what isn't. I mean, it's not like you're French or something.
That may be the nicest thing you've ever said to me, sir.
If I'm to open England land, I must first learn what it truly means to be English. And to do that... Willikins?
Sir?
How can I do that?
Sir, this is beyond my scope as a butler slash footman slash valet slash chauffeur slash aeroplane pilot slash chef slash food taster slash bodyguard slash...
At least half of those are lies, Willikins. I've no interest in your slash fiction.
How delightfully droll, sir.
There was a question in there somewhere.
Ah, right. Who should show you what it means to be English?
That's what I said!
Well, traditionally, sir, this is a duty assumed by one's parents.
Do I have parents?
Sir, much as I know you'd like to believe that you sprang fully formed from your own forehead, yes, you have parents. Everyone, I feel I must point out, has parents.
What? Even the Irish?
Well, sort of. But you for certain have parents.
What? Like a proper living mother and father? I always just sort of assumed I was an orphan.
No, you're just English, sir. By the standards of other cultures, you might say your parents are a bit... emotionally distant.
Oh, considering I can't bloody remember either of them, that seems like a bit of an understatement.
Sir, you have the attention span of a Punch and Judy audience.
Oh, Willikins! Is there a Punch and Judy show?
There is not, sir.
Oh. There bloody ought to be.
Does Nick actually have living parents? How has this never come up before? And what the hell are beast crisps? Find out in the next increasingly contrived episode of The Adventures of Nick and Willikins!